This is Dwelling On, where we dwell on all things thriving and surviving in this homemaker life. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Amanda.
And welcome back. So we've been gone for 2 weeks. Sorry about that. And we are coming back to you a day late.
So, well, you know, life happens, right?
Yes. And I think that this is going to mark our second season over here on the Dwelling On podcast, because I feel like me and you have both kind of started a second season, at least in our pregnancies and how we've been feeling on and off. And I think with the springtime brings a new season as well. So I think it's the right time.
Yes, I love that, especially going along with spring, because you just think of all new things and new life and all of the good things.
Yes. So I think today we should talk about what has been kind of inspiring us about the spring, what we've been doing that's extra springy, both with the kids and just maybe stuff around the house. I had a lot more serious topic in mind for today, and I was like, let's not start it off that serious. We'll talk about that another time.
However, we are pretty serious people.
Oh, totally. So serious.
So talking like this is maybe a little bit more difficult. I wouldn't necessarily say difficult. It's just we have to work a little bit more for it.
Talk about not happy things.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true. I just think it can be more interesting to talk about more difficult things sometimes.
I guess. Yes.
I don't know.
Maybe that's an easier thing for us to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's because we talk about the non-serious things through texting all day long.
True. And that's what you usually feel comfortable with talking to the world about. But anyways, we're going to talk about spring, even though it's basically summer here. I'm sure that we will go back down in temperature before it goes back up again. Or at least I'm hoping, like by some miracle that might happen, because this whole week it's been 90 in the afternoons and we're hot.
It's definitely spring here. However, it's like a really, really good spring. Like,
afraid it's going to snow again in a month.
Oh, it's for sure going to snow again before May. Definitely. Yeah, I know that for a fact. Well, it's not factual, but pretty close. But it's been super, super nice. And we've been super lucky. We've been able to get outside a lot this spring, where I feel like last spring was not like this.
No. Usually it's wet, but here it was really rainy for a while, but now it's just hot. And we've actually been going outside so much. I think Jack was a little overwhelmed this week with, he gets really hot really fast. I noticed he seems to get way hotter than the other little kids. And I don't know if that's because usually we're around a lot older little kids. There's not usually a ton that are his age, but he gets like bright red and just is like sweating. So I just had to change our regular schedule this week, because usually we would go after his afternoon nap to the park, but I don't think we can anymore. I think it's too hot and we have to go in the morning.
That's so crazy. I was telling Vic about how hot it's been there and how the difference between when you live there versus Hawaii. And Hawaii never got that hot. You think of it as being like this beautiful tropical warm place, but it was never that hot.
I don't think it ever got to 90 when I was there. Maybe like a day or two in the summer, but nope. It would get hotter in Ohio in the summer than in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And something about the, I don't know, I guess the humidity is the same here as it is in Hawaii, you would think, but it feels more humid here because there's no breeze. I think the breeze there really helps.
The breeze, and I feel like maybe you get more rain in Alabama, or am I wrong? Yeah,
you would, well, from where we lived, it just depends on where you live in Hawaii, on the island of Oahu, because some places it rains every day. But it's kind of like that tropical rain where it only rains for a few hours and then everything dries out and it's perfectly fine the next hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. But here it just, it's a little, I always just compare it to kind of living in a swamp because of the bugs and the pollen. The pollen is really bad here. So we've all been having allergies, and but that's okay. I cannot complain because we've been getting outside every day. And that is what today's topic is about. The things that have brought us through. And I think, so as I said, we are kind of starting new seasons. So I am, what do you consider the end of the first trimester? Well, how many weeks? 13 or 14?
Oh, 13.
because my like app still says I'm in the third trimester, but I'm like almost done with the 13th week.
Yeah, so I think, oh, yeah. You know what? I'm not sure. Maybe it's the end of the 13th week.
Yeah. Either way.
Is when you start the second.
I'm coming into the second. You're coming into the third. And with that, I mean, I know you've had some hormonal things. I've had lots of hormonal things too. But I do feel like we're kind of starting new chapters.
Definitely. And I was thinking about how springtime and how you know, like there's all that stuff about spring cleaning because it just feels like a good time to clean your house. Oh, and that is coinciding. Is that the right word? Coincide? Coinciding? Sure. With my nesting feeling.
Yes.
So it's kind of a fun time because I'm like more motivated than ever, like on two different levels to get the house ready and get the baby's room ready and get the clothes washed and all of those things at the same time. So that's pretty fun.
Speaking of fun, you have baby stuff coming in the mail today, don't you?
I have like so much stuff coming in today. And then our furniture comes on Friday.
Oh, that's really exciting. Are you going to put it together like this weekend or just going to wait?
Vic is hoping to have the baby's room painted by today or tomorrow.
Okay.
And so, yes, hopefully we get it put together this weekend.
That'd be so fun to be able to put together the nursery and just.
Yes.
It's so kind of do it slowly then too. You can like whenever you find stuff or whatever, clean it.
Yes. And that's Vic's plan for me or for us is that way we have like the whole month of May, months of May and June, hopefully, to finalize everything. We're not rushing around at all, which is not like us. We're normally the rushing around type.
Right? You're more prepared for this baby than I am for mine, even normally I would be ahead of you.
Yeah, for sure. So that's going to feel really good to have it all done. And that way we can enjoy being a family of three for just a little bit longer.
Yeah. And you don't have to be like, once it's summertime and you really want to be outside, you don't have to be painting the nursery and putting
it in. Yes. Yes. And it took me actually a long time to figure out the furniture in there. So when we finally made that decision, it was nice to just make it and be done with it and not have to search anymore.
This is what we're getting.
Yeah. Whatever. Baby furniture is really difficult right now because I feel like a lot of places are sold out or it's like way pushed back. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a weird, and two, we're still not 100% going out with Victor's stores. So we went to a few with him, but like, it's just more difficult that way too.
Yeah.
Of like actually going in-person shopping. And I'm normally an in-person shopper when it comes to things like that, but we just went for it. We ordered it without seeing it in person.
But it's Target. So if you hate it, just return it. No big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That's very fun. Yeah. Today I'm actually going to a child consignment store. I finally found one in the area. It's of course in Dothan, but that's where I have a doctor's appointment this afternoon. Well, chiropractor. And, so I am going to try out the consignment store. We got rid of a couple things with Jack when we were leaving Hawaii, because we knew it wouldn't either survive the trip or we just didn't know what we wanted, or at the time we didn't know if we wanted another baby. So we just got rid of a couple things. So there's a few things that I need to rebuy, but I don't want to rebuy new.
That's exciting. I didn't know that you found somewhere like that.
Yes. So I'm hoping, I don't know. So here's the thing. Jack had the Mamaroo. He loved the Mamaroo, but it was a used Mamaroo. And by the end of its life, it was so loud. Like it was like,
like probably enjoyed that.
So loud. We gave it away for free to somebody because it still worked. And I think like a smaller baby, he was pretty big by the time he was done with it. It wouldn't make such a noise. So we gave that away because I knew we would need something new. And then I thought about getting another Mamaroo because they are used all the time. I can find it on Facebook Marketplace like every day. But then I realized there's a weight limit on it. And it's one thing I think Jack's going to want to sit in just because it's there and with the baby. And there's going to be so many things that I have to tell him no about that I'm like, I really want to get something that he can sit in. So now I'm looking at, hopefully used, I do not want to get a new one. The Nuna Leaf holds up to 130 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah. I can't find any other baby thing that holds more than like 25 pounds.
Yeah.
So the Nuna Leaf is really cool. The only thing is it doesn't have a motor, but they at one point sold a motor. They no longer sell the motor, but you can get it. They're like a bunch of them on eBay. So I'm hoping to buy like a super used Leaf, which is like the actual swing portion. It's supposed to just like swing on it. It swings on its own for 2 minutes, like if you push it once, but I want it to keep going.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'll buy the motor separate, but I don't want to buy any of that stuff new because it's so expensive. And it's not like the brand that I'm after here. I'm just really trying to find something that it would be so good if Jack could just sit on it anytime he wanted.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah. Although if the baby's in there.
Well, he'll probably sit on top of it. It's fine. We also have the baby Bjorn bouncer that we got used. We get pretty much everything used. But we got that, and that doesn't move on its own either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, could we get the baby just to be addicted to that instead of, like, a Mamoru? Because, I mean, we are the ones that got Jack addicted to the Mamoru.
Right.
We didn't even have it until he was 1 or 2 weeks old. So.
I think it was later than that, even. Wasn't it?
No, because I think our photographer mentioned one. And then, like, after our newborn photos, we were like, okay, we need one now. So we went straight to buy one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe he could get addicted to laying in something like that. He slept a lot in the Snuggle Me on the couch, but then as he got a little bit older, we put him more in the Mamoru. When he would want to be more like upright.
Yeah, we just had one of like just a very old school swing. It had his motor. It's from Erin, my mm-hmm. sister. And she used it with, I think, all three of her kids. And yeah. When she was done with it, she was like, here, thanks. But Victor never really liked it.
Yeah.
We would put him in there when we needed to have him, like, strapped in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
When we were, like, getting ready to leave the house. Like, yeah. When both Vic and I were getting ready. But besides that, I don't know. I wanted him to like it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But he just wasn't super into it. And I know Gabriella, for a fact, liked it.
Yeah.
My sister's oldest daughter.
It totally depends on the kid.
Yeah.
Like, Jack never liked being wrapped. Like, really didn't like being in a carrier at all. So I'm really hoping this next baby does, because it'll make it a lot easier.
Same.
And Jack actually didn't really like the baby Bjorn either. I don't know if it was because of it, like the way it was, or if it was because the only time I put him in it, we had it upstairs, was when I tried to shower. But he would just cry the whole time I showered, every time for like months of me trying to shower.
Yeah.
So
that's a good option, because at least then they're strapped in.
Yeah.
And it's movable.
I have to cry and be doing this because I don't have another option.
Yeah.
Days since I've showered, I have milk everywhere.
Right. Literally everywhere.
So anyways, what other spring things around the house have you done, anything specifically like spring cleaning related or decluttering or getting ready for the baby? Anything fun?
No, nothing fun. And I really actually was just thinking this morning as I was drinking my coffee, I was thinking about how I'm like a list person. I like to see it, but I can't even write it on my phone. I need it actually like written down on a piece of paper in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just thinking about all of those things that I want to get done, like a deep clean of things. That way, you know, a couple days or what, you never know when you're going to go into labor, but at least then I can keep up with it and know that there's been a deep clean within the last couple months. So I want to make a list of that.
Yeah. And before you get like, you know, giant and can't like bend down.
Yes. My mom and dad watched Victor for us on Sunday night, and Vic and I went out with friends to a murder mystery dinner.
That's fun.
It was a lot of fun, and it was really cool to get out of the house and have just like a different dining experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom gave Victor a bath. Well, our shower curtain liner is one of those like cotton ones. No, not cotton. I don't know what the brand is. Whatever. Or what the...
Probably polyester.
Like, something that you can put into the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not buying new shower liner. And we've talked about this on...
Yes, I actually just bought a fabric one, by the way.
Oh, good. Fabric. That's the word I was looking for. Anyways, the bottoms of it get this like weird color. It's not... It's like an orangish reddy, almost like we have well water, but we don't.
No, that's common.
Yeah. And like little tiny mold spots.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom calls me yesterday or the day before that. And she was like, hey, I don't want you to take any offense to this, but we have that same shower curtain liner. And you know, you can just put it in the washing machine, right? I was like, oh, thanks, mom. Yep, I know. And I was like, but the last time I did it, it didn't make it brand new.
No.
And she was like, yeah, it won't. But she was like, I just spray some stuff on it, like spray and wash.
Yeah.
And then put it in the washing machine. She was like, and put it in with like a towel or something, because she was like, the extra friction helps get it cleaner. And I was like, okay. So I did do that today. So that's actually in the washing machine right now. So yeah, just small steps towards getting the house in order for when that happens. The one thing that I'm really looking forward to is going through Victor's old clothes.
Yes.
And pulling out like all of the gender neutral for now and washing them and getting them put into the dresser. I don't know why. That just sounds like almost like a walk down memory lane.
I know, I'm afraid I'm going to cry when I do it.
I think so, I will.
So Amanda, as you know, we did the genetic testing and we actually just found out the sex of our baby. Mom and dad, if you're listening, I'm not telling you yet. I have a little way that I'm going to reveal and hopefully it comes in the mail soon so I can be telling them by the end of this week. So excited about that, but that does mean that I can go through his clothes now. I was kind of waiting to do that until I found out, just because it will make it easier. But I don't know. I'm only, like I said, 13 and a half weeks. So I just feel like things are so, for me this time, they're moving really slow. For you, I felt like they were so fast. For me, I'm like, how am I still only 13 weeks? Like, I don't know.
So I agree though with that. But I think for me, the reason why it felt like it was fast is because it was during all of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And there was things going on, where now it's kind of in that like slow period of just life in general, where like, I don't know, you don't have a whole lot. It's just a slower time.
Yeah.
It's a nice time. The fact that it is a little bit slower, but yeah, I feel like the same though. Like for me, it went super fast. Oh, here comes one package from the FedEx man.
Hooray.
He always rings the doorbell.
Oh my gosh, does that not wake up the boys?
No. But I wonder how many more he's going to bring up.
That would wake up everybody in my house and everyone would be screaming.
Well, thankfully, Allie is in the basement with Vic right now. Well, here she comes barking. Because normally she barks a lot.
When Dakota barks, Jack wakes up from his nap.
Oh, he only brought one package.
Maybe the rest are coming. Mailman.
I think they all said FedEx this time.
So yeah, I've been really inspired to go through the baby clothes, and I cleaned out one drawer in my dresser to put some stuff in for now. I'm not gonna be able to fit the clothes in there though, so I don't know where I'm putting the baby's clothes.
Your room is very large though.
Yeah, I could technically get another little dresser. I don't know if I want to. It's not gonna look pretty.
Yeah.
Not that it matters, but I don't know.
It would be easy. Do you have enough room in your closet?
Not really. I mean, there's no drawers in the closet. And I kind of would only be using drawers because I don't hang any of the baby stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you know, the drawers in your dresser that you use or Josh uses, maybe you can move that stuff into the closet.
Oh, yeah. I just went through stuff and, I mean, there's really nowhere to put... I could probably get rid of one more drawer and put it in the closet, but that'd probably be about it for what I could fit. But I did go through my clothes this week and I got rid of, I don't know, the size wise, probably like a trash bag full of stuff. So that's good. I have to take that to donate. I should probably do it today. We'll see. But so that has been exciting for spring. It's always good to go through clothes. Right now, though, it's so hard because when you're pregnant, you never know what's going to fit after and what's not. And then there was like some things that I love for the summer, but they definitely don't fit me. But like, I don't want to get rid of them. I don't know.
Yeah, we just had this conversation about work clothes. I haven't worked in almost 2.5 years, 3 years.
No, not that long. You worked when you were pregnant.
No.
I think you did.
I didn't. I stopped working in December and found out that we were pregnant in January.
So that would have been December of 2018?
Yes.
Yeah. I stopped working then June 2019. So not much long after.
Yeah. So it's been like 2.5 years and I really don't need my work clothes.
No, I got rid of all of my work pants. I had maternity and non-maternity work pants. I'm never going to wear button-up black pants again for a very long time unless I really don't see myself going back to work until the kids are way older. So,
yeah. You know what was the weird thing when I was going through my clothes, my work clothes to give to my sister was one of the things that I kept thinking about was, oh, that's a good shirt to wear to a funeral.
I've thought of that too. That's why I literally, that's the only reason I kept one black pair of pants before. But then I was like, first of all, who's dying? Second of all, is it even a thing anymore that you really have to wear black to a funeral or dark colors? Like, I don't feel like it is. I hope people wear something happier to my funeral. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. But that's something that kept crossing my mind.
As long as you're not wearing something flamboyant, I think you're good.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, but that was a weird thing that kept coming across. But I probably could have gotten rid of more. I don't know why I felt like I needed to hold on to them. Because they're like classic pieces. They're like the, you know, like the Portofino shirts from Express.
You're never going to wear those again.
No, I'm not. But I don't know. It still feels weird.
That's funny.
But I do need to go through my closet. I went through my closet before Victor was born. And my underwear and socks. And I need to do that all again because it's not good.
I probably need to buy new underwear.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why. I just don't like to. I don't know. I bought because I knew that the bleeding was going to be bad last time, I bought these granny panties in a set from Hanes or something. I hate them, but I still have them because I thought that I would need to wear them, but now I'm like, no, I want to wear underwear that I like and that's comfortable. I don't care if I get stains all over it.
I actually bought probably the same package and used mine all the time. Not now, but used them for months after.
I hated them.
Really?
Yeah, they had a band on leg parts, and I hate that. It gives me rash.
Oh. Yeah, I can see that. Isn't that so funny? So that's why it's really hard to take advice. Not take it, but go based off of one person's advice.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's so different.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about, padsicles. Everyone recommends padsicles. I thought that they were the literal worst thing in the world. I was like, I am so wet everywhere. Can I please be dry somewhere? I don't want anything else wet on me.
Yeah, and I can totally understand how that is possible.
But I get how they can
my sisters that.
Yeah, I mean, I get how they can feel good. I mean, I had witch hazel stuff that I could have made them if I wanted to, but
yeah.
Merp.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. And also, who knows if I'm actually going to be able to have a natural birth? I'm not sure.
I mean, who knows if I will be either. I mean, there's really no telling.
Yeah.
Anything.
Right. So weird. What's weird is I didn't have any of that kind of stuff last time. I didn't have any of anything to make anything at home.
Mm-hmm.
I was just flying by the seat of my pants.
Well, it's okay though, because they give you a couple of pedsicle things that are pre-made at the hospital. So you can bring them home. And then if you decided later, you could just have Vic run out to the store.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. The hospital gives you the ice pack things and the They gave me this honey cream last time too that I didn't know they were going to give me. And that I really liked. It was for my stitches.
Oh.
And so it's like, it's literally like yellow honey goop. And you put it on your stitches.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the hopes is that you don't have stitches, but.
Yeah, you never know though. That's the crazy thing about childbirth is you literally have no idea how it's going to go.
No.
No idea.
Nope.
Yeah.
Scary life. Stuff.
It is.
But back to it spring.
Is. Yeah. So what are you planning on doing? Oh, what are you planning on doing outside this spring?
So we have been getting outside a lot at the water table. That's a huge, hit over here. Now we've been playing around the garden a lot. So I have been, keeping updated on YouTube with everybody about how my garden's going. But now that the sun is moving, I thought we would be getting more and more sun based on our calculations that we did. I think we're getting less and less sun. So there's no sun in my backyard now. So I think everything's going to stop growing and die.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
I know, but it's maybe getting like 2 hours of afternoon sun on my garden bed.
Oh my gosh.
It was definitely getting more in the spring. However, I think I'm just going to get some more shade crop. We'll see how these do. And if they don't do well, I'll just plant shade crops. The squash and zucchini are doing excellent, but nothing else is doing good.
Oh,
but the squash and zucchini are great. And I eat that a lot. So if I could just plant a whole bed of that, then I don't know.
There you go.
And what do you want to do?
That stinks though.
This is the backyard that I have, and that's what I have to work with.
Yep. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do something with a garden. My parents are like gung-ho on theirs right now, and it's going to be awesome and to do something. So what we're going to do, but it's crazy. Just what are we? 10? No, 12 hours away. How many hours away are we?
Driving about 12 to 14. So you though, if you're not going to, you're not planting anything from seed, you're just going to buy starts, right? Like plants.
Yeah. Good point.
If you're going to buy plants, then for you, your date is about Mother's Day.
Yes.
So you just need to get it done before then.
I only know that because last year and the year before that, I was like dying to get flowers planted. And my mom was like, don't do it before Mother's Day. Don't do it before Mother's Day. I'm like, but I just want flowers.
Yeah.
But we do have, our pretty tulips came up this year.
That's exciting.
Yes, the deer didn't get to them this year. So that's always nice to come home to see the tulips.
That is very nice.
And Victor likes to point to the flowers and smell them.
That's cute.
So that's fun. He just really likes to explore the outside. He doesn't necessarily like to play with anything. He just likes to walk around and like step on big things. And
that's perfect.
Yeah. It's fun for now. That's the stage that he's in.
Oh, yeah. We have been going to parks a lot. Like I said, we have been going in the afternoon. And then this week we switched to the morning and we found that's when most people go. And I finally met some people. So that was exciting.
Yes. Let's talk about that. Talk about something fun for spring. You met people.
I met people. So there was like different groups of people at the park. A bunch of people were at this park because it was at the community center and they were like giving away free board games, the community center. So like everybody was over there. And so there was like one group of moms that I met and they were super nice. They invited me to go to Splash Pad that day, but then Jack ended up sleeping in and he was really cranky. So we couldn't go and I didn't get their numbers, which is a really big bummer, but I'm going to try to meet up, like go at the same time to the park to see if I can meet them again. But unfortunately, such as army life, I mean, I had talked to them and they're all moving away soon. So there's that. But then I met another girl who was, they all left and there was another girl there who actually lives on my street. And so she has two kids. And so we went and played at their water table yesterday. So that was really nice.
That is so fun. And it's crazy how different army life is compared to civilian life in the sense of like meeting people and being out where there's like a bunch of moms just like hanging out together.
Yeah. There's always a bunch of moms, you know, at any given park. You just got to find the right park, apparently. Apparently, I haven't been going to the right place at the right time, but I think I finally did. So it was invigorating for the spring, but also exhausting, I think, for both me and Jack. So we, well, me, and he probably reads off of me. I actually love meeting new people and I love talking to people, but with like my anxiety and me being kind of an introvert at the same time, I've never been so tired as I was last night. I think like part of it's because like I have a little bit of anxiety when I'm talking to people, and especially somebody new, I'm always like 10 steps ahead in the conversation thinking what I'm going to say next, which actually makes me a really bad listener, which I hate about myself. And I like always, then the worst part about the anxiety is that you then replay every conversation that you've ever had with anybody in your head over and over again for the rest of the day and night and probably weeks after. So then I just get really tired replaying everything in my head thinking, oh, I should have said this. I should have asked about this. I wish that I wouldn't have talked so much because I get nervous and I talk too much like I am right now, I guess. And then I forget to ask people about things, and it's not because I don't care. Like I truly care. And like another part about being around people is that I'm quite an empath. So anything that they put out to the world, I feel. So anyways, it's very exciting to meet new people, and I'm very excited to hang out with people, but I do have to know myself and know that I can't do it every single day.
Yeah, so something similar happened to me this weekend, and it was just like a whole combination of things that I didn't realize was affecting me the way that it was. Mm-hmm. Like we had a housewarming party to go to on Saturday, and then we had the murder mystery dinner on Sunday. And I think that because of COVID, mm-hmm. my social anxiety was like through the roof. And that's not normally how I am. I'm normally like fine. Ish for the most part, you know, I think sure. everybody has a little bit of social anxiety when they're doing something new. But it was through the roof and I didn't realize it until it, you like the day was point. Here. Yeah. The day was here and I couldn't stop crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, why are my hormones so crazy? And they had to like take care of Victor all day because I couldn't. And I was so tired and I just kept thinking like, wow, this third trimester really hit me hard. But then when I stopped to think about it, there were so many other factors that I wasn't thinking about at that time, because it was also like normal things 2 years ago or a year ago ish. Mm-hmm. They were all normal things that we would have been doing. And Vic doesn't get like that. He is not an introvert. He's pretty extroverted.
Some people get more energized, you know, hanging out with other people like that.
Yes. And he was super pumped about it and he had fun and I did too. Like we had a great time. It was
It's not to say that we don't like doing these things. It's just that afterwards, sometimes you need a little break.
Yeah. And apparently I needed a really big break. That was crazy, but hopefully I figured that out and the rest of the third trimester is better.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, people my whole life, like, you know, I'm like, I really like to only plan like, you know, one big thing for the weekend or whatever. And then like, I can do that one big thing, but then like, I need a day to maybe rest or something, which sounds like I'm like an invalid or something, but
just old.
Yeah. But it's just true. It's like a mental thing. It's not like I probably am a little bit more physically exhausted though, because we've been, I mean, going on our regular two walks plus walking to whatever park, and the heat is really hitting me with being pregnant. I was like dripping sweat and just like, I'm really out of breath already, which is so annoying because I shouldn't be out of breath already, but I cannot breathe. I have had no problems with masks this entire time, like totally fine wearing them, whatever. I twice now have had a almost panic attack because I can't breathe in them now.
Interesting.
And I have to wear a disposable one because they're basically worthless. Before I was only ever wearing like reusable ones, and they're much thicker. Like,
right.
I can't breathe in them at all. Like,
well, and you already have like asthma, lung issues anyways. Right. So to put that on top of that is a lot.
Yeah. But like, I felt like I'm like, oh, I'm one of these people, like, you know, like I've been honestly really fine with wearing a mask. Like I'm happy to comply. No problems. But we were in Lowe's last weekend and I was like, I need to go outside. Like I had to leave.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. The lungs stuff with when you get pregnant, it's so weird how it affects you.
And it's so early.
Even too. When you're not big pregnant. Yeah.
Right. Like I, my belly's definitely popped now. I mean, for sure, but it's not big. It just looks like I'm chunky, but I can't wait for it to get just a little bit bigger because there's like, I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell I'm pregnant right now. You're just,
yeah.
I had a little belly fat. It's not that bad, but yeah.
So I had a weird thing happen this weekend. I went to the liquor store to get a bottle for the housewarming party. Mm-hmm. And I get out of the car and I walk in. I'm looking around and I'm like, okay, like I wonder where this, because it was the first time that I've ever been to that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm looking at the people and I'm like, oh my gosh, totally walked in there without a mask on.
Oh, oops.
And like didn't think anything of it for the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna, nobody said anything to me.
Yeah.
So then I just ran out to my car, got it, put it on, and then came back in. But that was so weird because I'm used to wearing it. I mean, I go to the stores.
Yeah. It's just a thing.
I mean, that was weird.
I'm pretty sure our mask mandate's gonna be done here soon. It won't be on the military base, it'll still be a thing, but off base, I'm pretty sure they said Alabama is gonna lift the mandate soon, which doesn't surprise me at all. Most people don't wear them anyway.
Yeah,
but I don't know, it'll probably depend on where I'm at. If I do, like if I'm somewhere that's super open, then probably not, but if I'm somewhere that's a little more closed off, I probably will.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Understandable. I don't think that we're going to have ours left anytime soon.
Probably not.
Nope. But we'll
see.
People
here do not care.
That's one of my questions that I need to ask my midwife is what the mask requirement is for having a baby.
I don't think you have to wear it. I think that they test you, at least here. So I think you go into the hospital and you either have to take a test or they just take your temperature. Just, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I go walking into the hospital, they take your temperature every time. Because my doctor's appointments are at the hospital. But mm-hmm. I think they do a quick test on you. And then as soon as you are fine, then you can take it off for the rest of the time.
Oh,
so it's just like nice. Walking into the hospital, you have to wear it. But then you should be like done after that.
That would be good. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's probably pretty similar.
Yeah, I would think.
But yeah, I don't think that they make you go through labor with a mask on. I haven't seen anything like that. Your spouse might have to.
Yeah.
You can definitely have, I think they just lifted it so you can have one visitor and then one or maybe two visitors now, which you guys are probably still at one visitor.
We're at one, yeah.
I think so. I don't know if it's an actual visitor or like, I know like doulas are allowed again. Doulas weren't even allowed before.
Yes, I know doulas are allowed up here also. And I was like, okay, so can my mom become a registered doula? And I mentioned that to the midwife just jokingly. And she was like, yeah, just don't call her mom when she's in the room with you.
Perfect. Well, she wasn't there for Victor either, really. I mean, she was at the hospital, but not there, right?
Yeah. Nope. She made it to the hospital, but she wasn't only,
you're only on
my
M1
husband.
And, yeah.
Yeah. In a C-section. Yeah. So. Oh, well.
Yep. Yeah.
I think just what we're going through.
For a minute, it was like you weren't allowed to have anybody. Like, I'm pretty sure there was a couple people that had to go through it alone, which that would be terrible.
Yeah, awful.
I don't know who I mean, I guess I would just, like, squeeze whatever poor doctor or nurse was around me and be like, because, like, I beat up Josh pretty hard, I think. Not once I got That's the epidural. Cute. I was fine after the epidural. But before that.
Yeah, isn't it weird to reminisce on that? It wasn't even that long ago, but it seems like forever ago.
I know. They say you forget, and you really, I mean, you do, but you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that for sure.
I like think back about it. I'm like, oh, it wasn't that painful, but like, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yep. That's for sure. I am thinking more recently, I've had to go to the bathroom a lot in the middle of the night. And when I'm up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be doing this, but I'm going to be like feeding a baby. Hit. Holy cow. How did I do this with Victor?
Like, I know.
But you just do it.
I, cause like me and you are both really bad humans without sleep. And I don't know how mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we were pretty bad humans. We just cried all the time and then complained to each other. So
yeah, that's just what we'll do. I remember Aaron kept telling me, just wait until you get 8 weeks. Just wait until you hit 8 weeks, like postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like that's really when it starts to get better. Like the baby starts to sleep longer stretches and you're in a routine and
yeah.
you kind of figure out your baby's personality and whatever by that time. But those first 8 weeks are not easy.
No. And I know it's going to be really hard. And I know some people, like, people fight over whether it's harder going from 0 to 1 or 1 to 2. I do think for me, it'll be easier than going from 0 to 1 because the lifestyle change. And I mean, honestly, COVID probably helped us with this a little bit in that, you know, haven't really been doing much and then we're used to not doing much. Whereas when I had Jack, I had been doing so much that like, as soon as he was born, I was like trying to take him everywhere. And that, like, I don't even know why I bothered. Like, it's a huge pain to take a newborn anywhere. And like, I was like, I need to go to the store. I need to get out of here. I need to go to a restaurant. I need to do this. Like, and this time I'm going to be like, okay, I'm just going to sit on the couch.
Yeah, that is the nice thing about COVID. You don't feel any sort of pressure to go anywhere. But I also agree, hopefully we're the same and 1 to 2 is easier. And I also was thinking about this, and this might sound kind of crazy to other people, but I think that 1 to 2, because then you're like man to man. So like your husband and you both have to have a baby at the same time for the most part. I think that'll make me feel less like angry that I'm attached to a baby. And
because he'll have Victor.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Cause then like, he's going to have to be doing something. He can't just be doing nothing. Not that he ever did nothing, but I don't know. It's just,
I mean, there's really nothing they can do. They feel helpless too.
Yes. Yes. But when you're constantly attached to a baby,
it'll probably be easier for them because they won't feel helpless, because you can be like, please take this child outside for a walk away.
Yeah, and it'll make them feel like they're doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully that's how that goes.
Yeah, I think that they'll have, you know, I want to make Jack feel like he still has a lot of mommy time, but at the same time, he's going to be getting a lot of daddy time, I'm sure.
Yeah, Victor's in this weird phase where all he wants is Vic.
Really? Can I get that stage?
Yeah. Like after dinner, Victor will not let me wash his face or his hands.
Wow.
It's only his dad. There's a lot of things that if Vic is around, that is his guy. Like he is going to him no matter what.
As much as that like hurts your feelings right now, just like that's a really good thing to play into, because I am purposely eventually going to start having Josh do certain tasks, so that way when the baby does come, it's better. Because right now, I mean, I pretty much do like everything. I mean, Josh is just at work, so that's, I mean, it is what it is,
right?
But just like, he definitely could start doing like bedtime routine, and it's really hard because when it's not me that does it, Jack is gonna cry for 30 minutes until he goes to sleep. But I'm sure that that would get better with time, and it's better to start that now than when the baby comes.
Yes. And I don't think that it would take him long to get used to it.
No.
We have recently started to do things like that because I'm going to be going on a trip for a few days. So Vic gave Victor a bath the other day for the first time in a long time, and put him down to bed and did those things because, yeah. But also I was talking about that with Aaron, how Victor's so attached to him right now, and she's like, it's a good time for him to be attached to him, that way it makes you feel easier about leaving. So
for Josh has been doing a lot of the bath times, but I need to make him just pretty much do all of them. I think that will be a good thing. And just like when it's always mommy, like if he's upset or anything, I'm the only one that can calm him down, which is not good right now.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot.
Yep. So anyways, I think that as we are moving into the spring, as we are feeling different seasons of life, I think that this spring has really brought new life to both of us over here, and having the ability to be outside has really kind of saved both of us. So I'm sorry if you live somewhere where it's still really bad out. But yeah. We are excited to start a new season with you all. And like I said, I have a pretty heavy topic for next week, I think. I think we'll do it next week, depending on our mood. So don't worry, we're going to get into some exciting topics, both about this one's kind of about my personality and how I want to change that cycle for my children so they don't have these same traits. So I think we'll be talking about some interesting things like that. And we definitely want to bring our husbands on this season and get their perspective on marriage and babies and us being pregnant and all of that. So we want the dirt from their perspective.
Yes, because we don't get to hear it very often.
No. And I guess
maybe good or bad.
Yeah, we'll see if they open up or if they feel too nervous to say anything so we don't beat them up after the episode's over.
Yeah. Yes, but thank you for listening and staying with us while we try to figure out our seasons of life, because it was a little rough couple weeks we had going on there.
Yes, but happy spring, everyone, and we will talk to you next week. Cheers. Thank you.